Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Smith from the slot area, back over to Josh Byrne. Byrne now on the run, takes the shot, he scores! Well, that's another one, how did he do it, shot.
John Gertler, the Bandits do not play this weekend. They await the winner of Halifax, Saskatchewan in the finals. It'll be next weekend, or at least it'll start next Friday. I don't know the schedule, best of three. Halifax, Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan's up 1-0. In their best of three, and game two is tomorrow night. We're expecting a call from Josh Byrne. It might be happening right now. Exciting. The Bandits' popularity, I want to say, continues to grow. Not that they weren't very popular 30-plus years ago.
Right when they first started in the odd, they were doing great.
That was a big deal,
yep.
And it's still very much a big deal. Josh Byrne on the West Her Hotline. Mike and Chris here. Josh, thank you for being a part of our show today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Are you in the Buffalo area right now?
Yeah. I live here. I live here full time.
Okay, good. I didn't know. So this is, in essence, I guess, an off week in terms of game play anyway for you guys. A little bit of a break here before the finals next week. Is your body welcoming that because of how, you know, physical and all the travel back and forth from Vancouver? How are you feeling physically?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely nice to get a break. You know, I think people forget too that, you know, we finished the season 10 weeks straight without a bye, as well as, you know, two doubleheaders in those 10 weeks, those 12 games in 10 weeks. So then you add the first and second round into that with no breaks as well. This bye week is definitely very, very much needed.
Is there a desired outcome in the other series, like who you would like to see more in this championship round, or do you not want to provide any bulletin board material potentially, Josh?
No, I mean, to be completely honest with you, it doesn't matter for us. You know what I mean? It's always been more about us and you know, not as much about who we're playing. Obviously, you know, there's little things that you have to try to exploit no matter who you're playing and game plan for, and you know, both teams have different strengths. So you know, at the end of the day, it's just focusing on us and making sure that we're healthy and we're ready to go.
You know, we sort of alluded to it as we were introducing you here, that, you know, the history of the franchise, like it hit the ground running here back in the 90s, back in the old odd, before the move across the street to the newer building. And now you've been here for some great success, but there was great success back then. I'm curious how much you could tell our audience about the reputation of the Buffalo market as a lacrosse market, given the history. The franchise has had great success here, and of course, certainly lately, with two championships in a row and a chance for a third.
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, the pro lacrosse market in Buffalo is truly incredible. You know, I think Buffalo is just a sports city as it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, if you're someone who's going to come out and, you know, work their ass off and, you know, do what's best for the team, and ultimately, you know, the city's going to see that, and the city's going to see that energy, and they're going to, you know, really just enjoy watching that. You know, I think the city will get behind you, and it's obviously been our backbone all year with Banditland, and you know, it's Banditland's been a thing for a long time, and you know, it's cool to be a part of such great history.
With Josh Byrne, it is reminiscent of the Bills, I think, what the Bandits' vibe is, or the crowd, the scene with the Bandits. in how you have such a loud, loyal, supporting crowd. And, you know, the Bills, of course, have the fan base has that reputation, too. When you go on the road, when the Bandits play on the road, maybe I'm sure some places are more like here than others, but I wonder just how extreme or how significant maybe the home field advantage, right, that you think the team enjoys.
It's massive. You know, at the end of the day, there's lacrosse is growing, you know, all across North America. And, you know, we do go into some buildings where, you know, they have a good fan base, but at the end of the day, nothing compares to the Buffalo Bandit land. You know, we also are super fortunate where a lot of Bandit land actually travels extremely well. You know, we've got, you know, sometimes 300, 400, 500 fans going crazy. And sometimes, you know, taking over other people's stadiums, especially if it's somewhere close. But even, you know, when we were in Vegas last year, you know, we definitely had more fans in the stands than they did. And it was basically a home game. So we're super fortunate to have, you know, such loyal and supporting fans willing to travel, willing to support us no matter where we go. So, yeah, we're definitely thankful.
That's a Bills comp, right? The Bills go to L.A.
Right, travel.
Or something like that, and right. You can hear the crowd.
Right. Josh,
it's awesome.
Yeah, how do you explain the sustained success here? You know, is it just a winning culture? I mean, obviously, you've, like yourself, excellent players on the team. You're the defending NLL MVP as well as Finals MVP from last season. So there's obviously talent, but I'm sure there's a lot of talent in the league, but you guys have managed to rise above. Is it just like a know-how? Is there just an expectation that's maybe higher than other places because of the sustained success the team has had?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like any sport, right? If a team wants to be successful, a lot of times they have to go the distance and lose. It's a weird thought and a weird feeling to kind of get behind, or they have to have gone through some heartbreak, and the core of that team has to, you know, go through a little bit of heartbreak, and we did that. We've been through, you know, two championships in a row where we've lost.
Yep.
You know, other guys that weren't part of 2016 team where they lost to SAS. So, you know, I think ultimately, you know, the losses stimulate that motivation and the understanding of what it takes to win. You know, you see it across all sports, you know, when playoffs come around, all of a sudden those whistles start going away, right? They let men be men and they let, you know, guys play and, you know, your first couple times when you go get deep into the playoffs, you're like, what's going on here? Like, this is ridiculous.
right.
And then you start to learn from it and then you expect it and then you're the one setting the standard. So, you know, I think it's kind of sad to say, but ultimately, you know, success stems from heartbreak and we've had a lot of that. So, you know, we're just using those losses as fuel.
Maybe this just goes without saying too, but you know, as a native and having worked here for so long, talking about sports with fans for many years, it's interesting this moment with the Bandits. And I think I'd have to say that it might couple somewhat with the Sabres' struggles. But like, my son plays high school lacrosse at Canisius, and we drive from Grand Island to West Seneca for his games. And the last time I did that, I saw you and Dane Smith on three billboards. On that trip down 190 toward Stransky. So this really is, I think, a moment where you guys have, I'm not asking you anything here, I guess, but you guys have become household names in Buffalo. And, you know, it's a function of your success, and it's been, you know, 7-8 years. I've seen you coach kids, you and Dane Smith, coaching down at Classic Rink in East Aurora. So I guess that's obviously something important to you guys, too, continuing ways of really becoming such a strong part of the community.
Yeah, and I think that's I mean, you honestly nailed it, right? Like, at the end of the day, both Dane and I have moved here. We have a good group of guys that have moved here and live here full time. And, you know, we've been received so well from Buffalo that, you know, we just want to give back to the community. And, you know, Dane and I have started our own, you know, lacrosse teams and leagues, and have tried our best to give back to the community in any way that we can. You know, and I think ultimately this city is just full of hardworking, loyal, genuine people. And when they see, you know, other athletes that are willing to, you know, kind of march alongside them, you know, they take them in under their wing. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, the DNA of the city. And, you know, we just want to give back any way that we can.
Josh, how about the sport overall? You know, with the emergence of the PLL here in the last few years, do you feel like the sport is cresting? Is it still rising? Like, where you know, bigger and better? Like, what do you think the future holds for lacrosse, if it's something you've ever given much thought to?
I think it's on the way up, right? And, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, like all sports, it starts at the youth levels, at the grassroots levels, and you know, it's being able to get sticks in the hands of younger kids. You know, a lot of kids don't have the opportunity to even play lacrosse or even know what it is. You know, it's different when you can go to, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods and buy a basketball or a soccer ball, and you know, you can have 10, you know, 10 guys playing and having two full games going, you know, with one or two balls, right?
Right.
You know, you need so many more sticks to be able to play, and each person needs their own sticks, and there's a lot more that goes into it. So, you know, that's part of, you know, why we do our best to try to grow the game as much as we can, because we do think it's such a special and awesome game that, you know, if more people had access to it, you know, I think it would grow even more. And to be honest with you, I think Buffalo is really the blueprint, especially at the pro level. Of what the games can be like, what the atmosphere, what the, you know, the entertainment is like. Anyone that goes to the Vantage game, you know, they walk out of there being like, I want to do that again. That was awesome, right? And, you know, I think in other cities, if more and more people kind of catch on and more fan bases catch on to, you know, how we do things in Banditland, you know, it gets addicting and people love it. And, you know, ultimately that's where the sport's going to grow the most.
You do need a lot of balls for these games. Like the one basketball point, my son goes outside. I buy him a bag of lacrosse balls. He's good. He's a shooter. But, you know, like they're gone in a week. So then we bought a bit, because he's not going to just aim for the middle of the net, right? You can't get better.
Yeah, exactly.
So we bought a bigger net to go to behind hang behind the net.
Right.
And then it was like a month. And then we're out again. So we bought a third net. To go behind the bigger net, and hopefully, you know, we've got it now.
Yeah, exactly. And then, and on top of that, the balls get a little bit greasy sometimes if they, you know, outside for too long, or if they get used up too much, and then all of a sudden it's not throwing true. Whereas, you know, for the most part, you know, it takes a pretty long time for a basketball to get worn down. Same thing with a football, and even a hockey puck, right? You know, there's not really too much difference from hockey puck to hockey puck, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, there's so many intricate things that go into the game of lacrosse and the stringing of the sticks. You know, everyone's got their stick strung differently. You know, so there's so much that goes on. And I think that's the other part, is like a lot of kids sometimes will pick up a bad stick and they'll try to throw with it and it hooks right to the ground. And that's what's the dumb sport. Why do I want to do this? It's just frustrating. It's annoying. So the more that, you know, we can help with that as well. Half the time when I'm coaching, I'm fixing kids' sticks, because I've been stringing sticks since I was probably 6 years old. So,
right.
It's an amazing sport, and you know, the more people that get behind it is great. And you know, Buffalo is definitely at the forefront of that.
I would say too, just as in closing, my observation on the PLL, they've had some really good ideas. You know, putting teams in particular markets, and the way they've grown that. They're on ESPN, so they're visible. And I'm excited about that league. Will you be back in Carolina, Chaos?
I will not be
this
year. No, I've got a, you know, we've been going for so long, you know, championship to championship. And while success is great, you know, ultimately your season gets extended longer and longer. And going back and forth in both leagues where we've been successful, you know, in a lot of leagues. And then you also throw in, you know, international games with Team Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't really had much time off. So I'm not going to be going back to Carolina this year. Unfortunately, I love the PLL. You know, I love Charlotte. It's an incredible city. And, you know, definitely, I just love what they're doing with the sport. And, you know, the Ravens are doing a great job of pushing the sport to new heights and you know, you see the draft on ESPN and all this stuff. So it's really, you know, getting pushed into a great direction. So I'm definitely thankful for what the PLL has done for me.
Very good. And I think I maybe had forgotten when asking you that you weren't there last year. I know you were there for many years. We've seen you play. Okay. Well, Josh, thank you for today. Best of luck next weekend. And thank you on behalf of the community, if I can say that, for all the time you've put in your excellent play.
No, thank you guys. And, you know, if I could say one thing, it's just, you know, thank you to the city of Buffalo, man. We're so grateful, you know, and we're definitely going to need the city support for this next run. So I appreciate you guys for having me on.
Okay. Our pleasure. Thanks, Josh. Josh Byrne on the West Hur Hotline, the Bandits' first game in the finals at home next Friday night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.